This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged G20 nations to shift from profit-driven innovation to a model that prioritizes humanity, equity and global cooperation at the third session of the G20 summit in Johannesburg, held under the theme A Fair and Just Future for All, Critical Minerals, Decent Work, Artificial Intelligence. Prime Minister Modi said technology should be human-centric, global and open source. He noted that India's digital ecosystem follows this vision, helping the country lead the world in digital payments. Highlighting India's growing leadership in AI and space, Prime Minister Modi said the country is promoting broad participation across sectors through inclusivity and accessibility. Prime Minister Modi also announced that India will host the AI Impact Summit in February 2026, themed Sarvajan Hitai, Sarvajan Sukhai, Welfare and Happiness for All, and invited all G20 nations to participate. Speaking at the India-Brazil-South Africa Leaders Meeting in Johannesburg, the Prime Minister said that it is not merely a grouping of three nations, but an important platform linking three continents, three major democracies and three major economies. He said the three countries can complement each other's development and set an example for sustainable growth. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi met South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on the sidelines of the G20 summit. He appreciated the host nation's efforts to carry forward and build upon the decisions taken during the New Delhi G20 summit. The Election Commission today said more than 50 crore 47 lakh enumeration forms have been distributed among electors since the launch of Special Intensive Revision Phase 2. It is over 99% of nearly 51 crore electors to be covered in this phase. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on 4th of this month in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 7th of February next year. The government has refuted a fake letter being circulated on social media claiming that the Indian Air Force is planning to abandon the Tejas fighter jets. The fact-check unit of Press Information Bureau, or PIB, informed that several Pakistani propaganda accounts are circulating this letter, which claims that the letter is allegedly signed by the Chief of Air Staff, Amarpreet Singh. The unit has clarified that no such statement has been made by the Chief of Air Staff. Furthermore, PIB has advised people not to fall for such news and to verify information before trusting and sharing them. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan addressed civil services officer trainees at the National Academy of Customs, Indirect Taxes and Narcotics, NASIN, in Palasamudram, Andhra Pradesh today. He praised the academy's rapid growth as a premier centre for customs and GST capacity building. The Vice President recalled that Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the new NASIN campus in 2024. He said the institution has since become an important hub for developing skilled and future-ready officers. K.L. Rahul has been named India's captain for the three-match ODI series against South Africa, which Shubman Gill ruled out due to a neck injury. Wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant will serve as the vice-captain. India's squad includes Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, Yashasvi Jaiswal, Tilak Verma, Washington Sundar, Ravindra Jadeja, Kuldeep Yadav, Nitish Kumar Reddy, Harshit Rana, Ruturaj Gaikwad, Prasidh Krishna, Ashadeep Singh and Dhruv Jurel. The series will begin in Ranchi from 30th of this month, followed by matches in Raipur on 3rd of next month and Vishakhapatnam on 6th. Indian women's blind cricket team have created history, winning the first ever women's T20 World Cup for the blind in Colombo today. The Indian team defeated Nepal by 7 wickets in the final to lift the cup. After electing to field, India restricted Nepal to 114 for 5. In response, India chased down the target in 12.1 overs. In men's cricket, India won 9 for no loss in their first innings at stumps on day 2 in reply to South Africa's first innings score of 489 in the second and final test in Guwahati. For India, Kuldeep Yadav was the standout bowler with 4 wickets. Jasprit Bumrah, Mohammad Siraj and Ravindra Jadeja took 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.